And how about a release of gas through the intestines?
A fart.
Okay.
This is good. This is frank conversation. Someone out here, I think, what's going on in there?
Yeah. Those, can you think of any other terms, especially in place of fart? Any others that?
A buster, I've heard some say, a buster.
Okay.
I've heard kids say if the air was bad, he'd bust the gut.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that one?
No. Not for that.
I think that's what I was like.
Uh-huh.
Now also a stinger.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, kids used to have that as an expression.
You think of any others? Is that about it? That's okay, man. That's a good list.
I think of a lot.
Okay, fine. How about...
Some of these things, I go back 70 years to 75 years.
Sure, well, that's fine. It's good you have good memory. Sure, of course. How about milk-producing glands now? Serious and humorous expression.
You mean, well, you mean of human beings or animals?
Yeah, human beings.
Well, the breast.
Okay.
And the, of course, the kids would say the tits for the teats.
Okay, yeah.
And,
Well, that's pretty good. How about sperm-producing glands in the male?
Testicles. And the common word, they say the balls.
Yeah. All right. Any other expressions you could think instead of for balls?
You mean the penis?
No. We'll get to that later. But
balls,
here,
testicles.
Yeah. Can't think of anything else. Okay. How about the female sex organ?
Well, the common expression used to be the word cunt.
Yeah.
That was a common expression.
Alright. Can you think of any others? That's
they,
okay, don't...
Because it's a twat.
Okay. Alright.
And I kid was called a pee hole.
Okay.
Different kids had a... I think that they thought... This is like 70, 75 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Another, the pussy.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that experience?
Yeah, I've heard always.
Oh, you have heard them all?
Yeah.
Either from others or from your own experience?
Yeah, well,
I've
heard one of the pee hole, I don't know, but these other three are quite common.
Yeah, that pussy and
the hole. Oh, those are.
Well, another expression for this is snatch.
Yeah.
Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are all still in wide use.
They are?
All of them, they are.
In other words, that shows I've been around too.
It shows more than that. It shows that you're free. You know, you feel free to talk about the words that you know. I think most people know these words. You know, a lot of people pretend they don't though, and it's kind of.
I know. I'll tell you why. Since I'm here, I've had experiences with some of these people, especially those who pretend to be just so, and they're the ones who violate it.
Yeah.
For instance, do you mind if I keep on talking?
Keep talking.
For instance, an experience I had about. It's a little over 3 years ago before this building was put up. We were sitting out in front of the old building.
Yeah.
It was summer evening, about this time of the year, about 3 years or so ago. We had these wooden benches out in front, and the group was sitting along. I was sitting there, four women on both sides of me. All of them were very friendly, well acquainted. I mean, all residents here, you know. And one of the women opened up her purse, her handbag. She wanted to take a bottle of some liquid out, a hand lotion or something. She wanted to show it to one of the other women. And when she reached in, she found that it had been uncorked, or the cap came off, and it spilled inside of that nice new handbag.
Yeah.
And soil things there, was some kind of a hand lotion. She put her hand in her hand, come out dripping wet. And I used an expression that's used among German people. I'm not German, my parents, but I've heard German expressions. They say it was a mess, a dirty mess, a Schweinerei. Did you hear that?
No.
A Schwein is a dirty pig,
yeah.
I mean, if you want to analyze it.
Yeah.
But it's a common expression among German people, if it's a mess.
Yeah.
A dirty mess, doesn't have to really be filth, but a table all messed up and say, some people say, it's a dirty mess.